This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The Republican debate in Iowa broke with tradition last night. It wasn't just the front runner taking the heat from the other candidates. Who won and who wasn't telling the entire truth? Bet you $10,000 you can't guess. It's Monday, December 12th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste. Wasn't that debate on Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Did I say last night?
Last night, yes.
Yeah. So that was Saturday night. I lose track when you get up this early.
Well, $10,000, you know. It's a big bet.
Yeah, that is a big bet. I would have bet, say, five. But we're going to fact check the debate for you with PolitiFact and Monday morning quarterback it with Republican political strategist Ron Christie. Also, Europe has come up with a new deal, but people are wondering if it's too little too late. But many of you still talking about the story from last Friday about whether or not the statute of limitations should be extended for reporting child sex offenses. John in California writes this at thetakeaway.org. How long does it take for a child to recover from the trauma? How long does it take for a person to regain the personal confidence it must take to put forth a complaint? How long does it take for a child to understand that a person in a position of authority can be held accountable for wrongdoing? You can weigh in on that or anything else by calling us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But first, let's get to the headlines.
President Obama and Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki will map out the next phase of U.S.-Iraq relations at a White House meeting today. The U.S. plans to withdraw virtually all of its troops from Iraq by the end of the month. As of today, there are 6,000 American soldiers still in Iraq, mostly in logistical capacity. Last night, President Obama laid out his case for re-election during a 60 Minutes interview. The president said while he understands Americans are frustrated by the nation's high unemployment, he defended his economic policies.
We did all the right things to prevent a Great Depression and to get the economy growing again and to get job creation going again.
President Obama speaking on CBS News, he says his focus is on restoring a strong middle class.
Arizona's new immigration law goes before the U.S. Supreme Court today. The state will ask justices to allow the enforcement of parts of the law that have been blocked by lower courts. The Justice Department says regulating immigration is the job of the federal government, not states. Anti-Wall Street protesters up and down the West Coast will try to blockade some of the nation's busiest ports today. Demonstrators are scheduled to gather this morning at ports in San Diego, Los Angeles, Oakland, Seattle, and Anchorage, Alaska.
The U.S. has pulled out of an airbase in Pakistan, believed to be a major post for drone operations in the region. The Pakistani government had issued an ultimatum for U.S. troops to leave the base after a NATO raid killed 24 Pakistani soldiers last month. Pakistan has said it will shoot down any drone that enters its airspace, and border posts have reportedly been stocked with anti-aircraft batteries in the event of an intrusion. Pakistani Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani tells our partner, the BBC, his country doesn't trust the U.S.
Yes, there is a credibility gap. We are working together, and still we don't trust each other.
In addition, Pakistan closed an important supply route into Afghanistan.
Syria is holding local elections today despite the continuing violence in that country. Opposition groups have called for a boycott. There's also been a general strike in several cities. Malik Abde is the chief editor of a London-based Syrian television station.
One of the main aims of the whole civil disobedience campaign is just to show the international community, show Bashar al-Assad, that actually he doesn't enjoy the support of the majority of the people.
A low turnout is expected in this election.
Online shopping up 15% in the U.S. to almost $25 billion. And San Francisco on January 1st will become the first city in the country with a minimum wage topping $10 an hour.
The New York Giants rallied for two touchdowns in the final 5 minutes last night to stun the Dallas Cowboys, and that field goal didn't quite make it. Elsewhere in the NFL, Tim Tebow and the Denver Broncos did it again. They erased a 10-point deficit in the last 2 minutes to beat the Bears in overtime. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down right now. The Dow will start at 12,184, the S&P at 1,255, the NASDAQ at 2647. Well, we're going to take a look at this latest agreement that's been drawn up by European leaders as they're dealing with their crisis. But there's a story that has a lot of you talking. It's about the EU consolidating power. And you can weigh in on that or any other story, because we're going to be talking about a $10,000 bet. Would you bet $10,000 on it? Are you sure enough of anything to bet $10,000?
I wouldn't bet $10,000 that Rick Perry is not the president of the United States.